Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen, one of the smartest guys we know, one of the top management leadership experts on the planet, author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, president of Prosen Center for Business Advancement, creator of the Small Business Accelerator, all-around good guy, and he's our old friend. Hey, Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about developing a digital growth strategy. We talk, you know, we talk on the show here a lot about digital transformation, but folks, when you digital transformation doesn't help if you don't develop it into a strategy to go somewhere with it. You know, you can't. It's not enough just to invent a new car. If you don't put gas in it and crank it up, it's not going to go anywhere. The growth strategy is what you do with your digital transformation strategy, isn't it, Bob?
It is, and you know, when I work with business people, you got to get to the point, right? Because every minute, every dollar we invest matters when we're a small business. And success for a digital growth strategy is very simple. 3 points. You get loads of new customers. You get superb revenue growth with higher profits. That's it. And if your digital strategy is not doing that for you now, you are behind the curve, and you need to take this seriously because your competitors are using these techniques and strategies, and they're beginning to discover how to do them effectively. And one of the ways to do that so effectively in the business world, right, clearly in the business world, is the use of LinkedIn, Jim. And so many people do not understand the power of this. Let me give you a for instance.
I told somebody earlier this week, Bob, I told somebody if he and I and you had LinkedIn when we were young pups selling, we'd be in the south of France right now.
Oh, there's no doubt, Jim. And the techniques involved in this are critical. They're absolutely critical in how you do this. This is where business people hang out. And your ability to communicate with them. Remember I said earlier, how do you appear online? How do your clients see you, your customers? One of the ways they check you out is on LinkedIn. Yep. And some of the basic principles that I teach to business leaders, they have no clue on. Just make these small changes to the way you use LinkedIn, and your connection rate with people who you want to do business with grows dramatically, Jim. It just grows dramatically. And when I show people this, they go, I had no idea that was even possible.
Well, there's no question about it, and especially for your salespeople. I mean, it's you don't just go wandering into a business these days. You got to be invited in. You got to be allowed to come in. And if you got salespeople doing cold calls right now, they're not going to make it, and you're not going to make it. You got to use these kinds of connection tools as part of your digital growth strategy. You got to use these tools to justify why they should let you come in and spend their precious time, as you said earlier.
You absolutely do, Jim, and I don't want people who are listening to us today to be fearful of this because it's not that difficult if you have somebody who can guide you, a trailblazer, through some mm-hmm. of that. So, you know what? I made a presentation yesterday on the Internet to about 400, I can't remember now, business leaders, and it was all just specifically about the use of LinkedIn. There are so many ways to connect with your potential clients, but you've got to take notice of LinkedIn, and it's got to become top of mind for you as a business leader. And I did this seminar, and you know what, Jim? You know, you and I have been friends for a long time. What if I just made that available to your listeners?
That would be awesome. How would they do that?
Yeah.
Could they go, and see the archive of that presentation?
Yeah, what I'll do is I've got it online. Okay. And anybody that shoots me an email at support@bobprosen.com, I will gift them something that is valuable, and people pay wow. to see this. I will gift it to your audience.
Well, send us, and if you'll send us the link, the more information on that, we'll put it in our newsletter, too. if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Yeah. So support@bobprosen.com. If you're listening today, send me a message, and I am happy. No strings attached. I will send you that information.
And he means it, folks. That's a total generous offer from him. No angles. He won't have an angle with you. And Bob, I appreciate that. Thank you for that offer. Folks, take advantage of that. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later, and of course, Bob, too. Hey, Bob, last thoughts. We've got about a minute. What's the last thing we need to focus on?
Obviously, there's two things. One, you got to stay healthy throughout all this. Keep your head straight, right? We've got a lot of issues going on. Some companies are doing exceptionally well due to COVID, and then there's the other side of the coin where people are really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care which side of the coin you're on. You have to continue to grow your profitable customer base, and you have to use a digital strategy to help you do that. Or you will lose to your competitors over time. Because the cost of sale goes down so dramatically using a digital strategy, mm-hmm. and the win rate goes up.
Well, and not only that, not only will you not grow any new customers, the competitors who are doing what Bob's talking about will take your old customers.
They definitely can, and so easy. It's so easy to get in front of your existing customers. You can't prevent it anymore.
And you wake up one morning, and your numbers will take your breath away the wrong way. Hey, Bob, thank you again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
www.bobprosen.com.
Thank you, Bob. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.